more than conqueror. I'm an overcomer in this life. Oh, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's sing it now. Church, yes, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. One more time, yes, we've been made more than conquerors. We're overcomers. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Oh, we are more than conquerors tonight. The scripture says you are now the sons of God. Not going to be, but we are right now. You're something right now. How many of you want to be sons and daughters of God? Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him. Amen. Isn't it a privilege to be back in the house of the Lord tonight? How many of you enjoyed service here Wednesday night? Well, Brother Andrew just, I tell you what, he just blessed our hearts. And tonight's a brand new service, brand new group of people here. Some of you may have to introduce yourself to each other. I don't know. But we're glad you're here tonight. All of our regulars, our visitors tonight, we're glad to have Brother John LaFontaine with us. Going to be coming in a little while to bring us the word of the Lord. And we're just looking forward to that. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in church on Saturday night. Play some more of it. Yes, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Sing it again. Oh, we've been made more than conquerors. We're overcomers in this life. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated tonight while we look at our prayer request. We'll let you know what's going on here. I want to remember, certainly continue to pray for Brother Kevin Keith. He come through his surgery well and he's in recovery. So let's just pray that the Lord would give him a speedy recovery. Also, Brother Mike Pierce, he's here in the service with us tonight. Brother Mike, God bless you. Certainly glad to have Brother Mike Pierce in the service. He's been battling sickness for a good while. And well, just the Lord just made it possible for him to be with us in church tonight. That's good, isn't it? Also, Brother Donnie is recovering. He's took a bad case of the flu and he is doing some better. So I want to continue to pray for our pastor that the Lord would just touch him. Gretchen Ketrin sends this in to please pray for my brother-in-law, Lynn Dobbs. His feet have been swelling. He went to the doctor. They think that he may have congestive heart failure and something that has been weighing on his heart. A prayer request. May God richly bless Happy Valley Church, your sister in Christ, Sister Gretchen Ketrin. So we just commit those needs to the Lord tonight. I want to turn in this prayer request for a Deanna Armentrout. I hope I got that last name right, who is expecting a baby. The doctors say that could be severely retarded. She needs us to pray that all will be normal. How many of you know that God's able to do that? We just commit that to the Lord tonight. We want to pray for Brother Jerry, Sister Linda Phillips. They both still have a respiratory virus, so let's pray that the Lord would touch our brother and sister. Now, this is an announcement, but they wanted us to let you know there will not be any Sunday school classes in the morning, and that's due to the fact that so many of our children have taken the flu, and it's just like an epidemic almost, so they're just trying to protect those that are not sick. So that's in the morning. There will not be any Sunday school in the morning. And here's another announcement. Let me just go ahead and make that. You need to change your clock tonight. Set your clocks ahead 1 hour. Spring forward 1 hour. All right, remember that. Lynn Dobbs sends this in. Brother Bob is losing vision in his right eye, and right now doctors don't think they can do anything to help him. Sister Holly is having trouble with her pancreas, kidney, liver. Also, she is a diabetic. She's having lots of pain. Please remember them in prayer. Thank you, and God bless. Lynn Dobbs sends that in, so let's remember those needs tonight. I want to pray for Connie Morangelo. She has been in the hospital for 32 days, and they request prayer for her, so let's certainly remember that need tonight. I want to pray for Martha Johnson, very sick. Sister Jackie Williams sends that in, so let's pray for that need tonight. I want to pray for Sister Rachel Estep. She's having problems with her thyroid, so let's pray for that need as we pray. I want to remember Sister Becky Lynch. Her mother is in Kentucky and not doing well. Sister Becky will be traveling tonight. Pray for traveling mercy, so let's pray for those needs. I want to pray for George Hughes, in need of prayer. Also, Tammy Sutherland, just suffering with very bad nerves. Let's pray for her tonight. The Lord would be mindful. Sister Janet Lehman sends us in to please pray for Patty Gravely in Beckley, West Virginia. She called for prayer. She had surgery on her foot today for severe infection and is in a lot of pain. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight. You have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about? How many of you know God's bigger than all of our problems? You believe it with all your heart. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight. Let's sing that chorus one more time. We have been made more than conquerors. Somebody say praise the Lord. Yes, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. Oh, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. One more time. Oh, we've been made more than conquerors. I'm an overcomer in this life. Yes, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Brother Jackie Benton, would you come tonight, if you would, pray over these prayer requests. Let's invite the presence of the Lord into this service. We are a privileged people to be able to come to the house of the Lord one more time. Appreciate Brother Jackie Benton, don't we? Amen. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you. God bless you.
Let us join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege to be in the house of God. You've given us, Lord, this opportunity to come, Lord, that we can lift our hands and our hearts, O God, in praises to Thee, Lord. Thanking You, Lord, for all, Lord, of Your manifold blessings unto us, Father. We love you, Lord, tonight. Lord, we just, Lord, bring these requests before you. Too many, Lord, for us to remember. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that you see, Lord, and hear every request. Even before, Lord, do we, Lord, voice them or write them down, Father. Yes. Lord, you know every, Lord, heart. You know every need, Father. I ask you, dear God, that you would come tonight, Lord, and let your holy presence of divine healing, Lord, flow, Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord, for these, Lord, that have been, Lord, read, Lord. I pray, dear God, and the hands that have been raised, may you come tonight, Father, minister to the needs, Lord, of your children, I pray. Father, Lord, those that are out streaming, Lord, the service, maybe tonight, Lord, that needs a touch, I ask you, dear God, touch them. Give them divine healing tonight, Father, we pray. Lord, we remember the ministry tonight, Lord. Lord, as a brother comes to minister the word, may, Lord, you speak to the hearts, Lord, of the people. Hallelujah. Let healing be wrought, Lord, through thy word. Grant it, Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. We ask you, dear God, to remember, Lord, Brother Don, your pastor tonight, Lord, give healing, a speedy recovery, Lord. And those that are suffering, Lord, from the flu epidemic, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll come and minister, Lord, unto them. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hand tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. And minister to the needs of your children. Father, we know that healing is the children's bread. We know, Lord, tonight, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, we can do nothing, Lord, but we're claiming the promises of God and believing tonight, Lord, that you will, hallelujah, hear and answer our prayers. Granted, Father, we'll give all the praise and honor to you. Bless every aspect of the service tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight, Lord, in everything that goes forth. And we'll give you praise in Jesus Christ's name. And amen. And amen. God bless you, my brother.
Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, pray it'll be a blessing to them. Let's sing an old song of the church. By and by, when the morning comes. We're looking for a great time, aren't we? We're having a pretty good journey right now, aren't we? Now, we can have church or we can go to the house. What do you want to do? You want to have church? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, yes, now by. God are gathering home. We'll tell the story how we overcome. We'll understand it better by and by.
We are often tossed and driven on this restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests oft succeed the bright sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
In that land of perfect day,
whoa,
when the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by.
Oh, yes, now by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home,
we will
tell the story how we overcome. We're going to understand it better by and by.
We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want a food, want a shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word. We will understand it better by and by.
Oh, yes, now by and by. When the morning comes, bring all the saints up.
cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, for we'll understand it better by and by. Snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for the thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
Temptations, hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts, they're made to bleed by some thoughtless word or deed.
And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
Oh, praise the Lord. Say your line.
Yes, we'll understand it better.
It's because He lives. Oh, I can face tomorrow. Oh, because He lives. Oh, my fear
is gone.
Thank God, my fear is gone.
Special here in a few minutes. Brother LaFontaine's going to be coming to bring us the word of the Lord. Sister LaFontaine wasn't able to be here. And I know you're disappointed. I said, well, we're glad to have half of you here. So we're just looking forward to what Brother John would have for it. It's been a long time since we've seen him, but he hasn't changed that much. I believe you're going to enjoy him tonight. Let's create a real sweet, loving atmosphere here in the next few minutes. Can we do that? I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. We're working on a building. We're working on a building. We're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I were a sinner, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my sinning and I'd work on a building.
Well, we're working on a building. We're working on a building. We're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
If I were a preacher, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd keep right on preaching and work on a building.
Yeah, we're working on a building. We're working on a building. We're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Brother David Swanson, do you have me a song for tonight? Voice problems? Well, all right, we'll let you off tonight. Brother Harry's got us a special tonight. If you don't have anything, if you don't have anything already picked out, could you sing for us? There is a land. Let's sing about that place tonight. Church, I don't believe this. I believe we're so close to inhabiting that new land, our home place. We're so close. Do you believe that with all your heart tonight? Above everything else, how many of you want to be ready to go? Above everything else, you want to be ready to go? Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise tonight. As Brother Harry sings.
Well, everybody knows it, so you can help me. Brother Bradley, y'all can put the words up if you want to.
I have seen some pretty towns. Guess you could say that I've been around. I found no place to settle down to. There is a land. I am just a pilgrim here, toiling through this world of fear. My time to leave is rowing near. I'm going to that land. There is a not a constant strength. I'll speed up and they'll slow down. There is a land. Why am I so homesick for just not myself here in Laodicea anymore? I keep longing for that open door that leads to that land. So I'll dry my weeping eyes, lift my head toward the sky. Farewell to this world, goodbye. I'm going to that land that is my land. There is a land that I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away or on some far strength. I'll speed up and they'll slow down. There is a land. There is a land. The bride's so homesick for, though I've never seen it. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and they'll slow down. There is a land. There is a land.
Just in a second. Let's just sing a little chorus as he comes tonight. I want you to make him welcome when he comes out. God bless him. He don't get out a whole lot anymore, but he, like Brother Jackie Benton, he just goes, he just keeps on going, and as much as he can. And so what else can you ask for? Go as long as you can. I'd rather wear out than rust out, wouldn't you? Praise the Lord. Let's sing the little chorus together. I'm amazed that you love me. Are you amazed that Christ loved you so much? Amen. I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood I found pardon, and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away.
Love you. Love you. Amen. You love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen. Certainly, pleasure and a privilege to be here tonight. And we count it a joy to be able to come and be in service with you again. It's been quite a little while since we were able to be here, but we thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love and remembering the LaFontaine family wherever they are. Across the country, seems like they're everywhere anymore, going and getting around, but we're glad for that, glad that God is using the family to do His business and to do His work. And we bring greetings and love tonight from Sister Loretta and Sister Sherry, who are watching tonight, and they wanted to say hello and God bless you. And they would have loved to have been here, but Mother just got feeling ill last night. She's going to therapy 3 times a week, and that's pretty hard on her sometimes to get her arm moving, and then she gets aches and pains. I don't know why. I keep telling her, you know, she's just getting older, and I don't know why. I look in the mirror, and I'm the same age as I was 20 years ago, but she's getting older. I noticed that, you know. No, just kidding. But she would have loved to have been here, but she sends her love and greetings. And also Brother Joseph and the church, Believers Tabernacle there, send their love and their greetings, and they wanted us to greet you, and we certainly want to be in prayer for Brother Donnie. I had no idea that he was down like that, sick like that, so we want to remember him in prayer. And thank you for the opportunity, Brother Donnie, to be here with your saints tonight. Let's turn, while you're standing, if you would, to the book of St. Mark, chapter 11. Appreciate the musicians and all, and maybe I'll try to do something in the morning with, if I can get some backup. Okay. Amen. Appreciate y'all. Love your music and all that you do. And I want to thank Brother Tyler for driving me over this way. He has an interest over here, but he said, I'll be glad to drive. And he did. He drove all the way, and he doesn't know yet, but he's going to drive all the way back too. So, but appreciate him coming along as a sidekick with us here. Mark 11, verse 23, as we look to the Word of God tonight. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, in other words, for this cause or because of this, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. In other words, see yourself receiving them by faith. And verse 25 said, and when, and is a conjunction, a continuation of what we're talking about here now, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Let's bow our hearts, shall we? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for the privilege of being gathered together in the house of the Lord tonight. Father, what an honor it is to be here, Lord, with God's people. And Lord, we're just praying now that you'll come for this part of the service tonight, Lord, as we approach your throne. Have your preeminence and have your way tonight, Lord. May you take these lips of clay and speak as though it were the oracles of God to the hearts of the people. Lord, help them, lift them, touch them, God, and do something in their lives tonight. Father, we commit it all to you, Lord, and we place it in your hands, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Good to see Brother Jerry and Sister Dan. God bless you all. Brother Jackie, God bless you, sir. We honor you and all of you that are here tonight. I just can't call names because I'd forget, you know. But what an honor it is to be here tonight. I'd like to speak tonight, if I can, on the subject of the power of forgiveness.
Amen.
The power of forgiveness. And just kind of cover what it is to forgive. And how that to forgive someone is to be released from any ill or bad feelings we might have or grudges that we might hold.
When we forgive people, it releases us. Amen. It sets us free. It's something that does us good. Amen. And them.
Yeah. Right.
Hello?
Amen.
So we also see here that if we do not forgive, there's not going to be any mountains moved.
No.
Hello? You forget about that part of it because this is part of the prayer. When you stand praying, forgive. We also see here that if we do not forgive, then we have no forgiveness from God.
Amen.
Our forgiveness from God is directly linked to our forgiveness of one another. The Greek word here for forgive, when you stand praying for Greek forgive, is alpha amy, which simply means to let go. To let alone. To let be. To disregard. To leave. Not to discuss now. To let go, to give up a debt, forgive, to remit, it means to give up, keep no longer. In other words, don't hold things inside of you against somebody or against the circumstance that's happened to you or what somebody said to you or about you or... It's not the easiest thing to do sometimes. But it's the best thing to do. You know, some people go through life holding grudges for years. Sons and dads won't speak to each other. Moms and daughters and brothers and sisters. And they'll see one another walking down the street and they'll cross over to the other side because they ain't going to talk to them. They can even be at the First Church of Walmart and go down a different aisle and not even want to be where they're at. And I got news for you. That ain't right. We ought not to be that way, church. Mr. Webster defines forgive as this. To cease to blame or feel resentment about an offense or an offender. It means to cancel or to let off like a debt. It means to disregard, which means to pay no attention to it. What's the famous song today that everybody's singing? Let it go! Is that it? Am I on target with that? They tell me that's a song. Is that right or am I wrong? Let it go? Is that? Boy, you guys ain't on. You're not up to it. Thank God you're not up to it. I don't know. I just heard my granddaughters running around singing, let it go, let it. Well, I always like to let it go. You know, don't hold on to it. So, you see here, then to forgive, church, is to let go, to disregard, to pay no attention to free that person from it. And in so doing, you are freeing yourself from the ills and the things of that nature that are there, releasing from your heart any bitterness or hatred or grudges that you may be holding toward a person or persons. You might say, well, Brother John, if they would just ask me to forgive them, I'd forgive them. Fair enough. That's what I've been waiting for 14 years. I've been waiting for this person to say, I'm sorry. And when they do, I'll forgive them. No. I don't see that right there. I don't see it saying, and if they ask forgiveness, I see it saying, and when thou stand praying, forgive. Now, it does say if you have aught against any. And you might look up here tonight and say, ha, I don't have any aught, Brother John. They got the aught. Okay, that's fair enough. Let's look at what the Scripture says about their aught. All right, let's see if we can't zap them that way. I mean, let's see if we can't help ourselves that way. Turn with me tonight, and I got several Scriptures. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 21. Matthew chapter 5. In verse 21, and I want to begin reading there tonight as we look at that. Are they quick on the draw here to get that up for you? That's nice if they are. Okay. Matthew 5, verse 21. And ye have heard it said, Ye have heard that it was said of them by old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka, shall be in danger of the council. Now I tried to search that word Reka, and the best modern translation I could come up with was idiot. Don't call your brother an idiot, even if he is. Don't call him that. Okay, let me move on. I'm in trouble there. All right, now. And it says now, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Don't call your brother a fool. He's not a fool, he's a brother. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, that, my friend, is a fool. Hello? So don't be calling him. All right, and he goes on now. This is a key verse here, 23, verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee. Uh-oh. Here we are now. I don't have the ought. He's got the ought. Okay, this is covering it. What do we do then? Leave, therefore, thy gift before the altar and go and first be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. Hello? So, you see, church, the subject here is not who's guilty. That's not the subject. The subject here tonight is you having your heart right with God so that your prayers when you approach Him will be answered. And you can feel clean inside knowing that there's no guilt on your part at all, and it will keep you from hate. It'll keep you from sickness. It'll keep you from heartache. And then you can say, like I have said for years, I have no enemies. I made a choice years ago in my life not to hold anything inside against anybody. That was my choice. I chose to let it go. I chose not to hold it there. Now people hurt you. They're going to say things against you. They're going to do things against you. But what you do with that determines whether or not you're free. I choose not to hold it inside of me. I just want to let it go. I don't want anybody to miss heaven for me. I ain't going to hold no grudges. I would rather live that kind of a life and let it go as a choice. Let's go to Ephesians 4, verse 29. Are you here tonight?
Amen.
All right. We'll be done real quick tonight, just as soon as I'm finished. You say, well, when's that going to be, Brother John, when I'm done? Now watch. Watch what he says here, Ephesians 4, 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In other words, it grieves the Holy Spirit when corrupt things come out of our mouth. And we don't want to do that. And then he goes on to say, and I love this, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now that word forgive there is a different Greek word, and it simply means to do something pleasant or agreeable to one, to do as a favor or to gratify, to show one's self gracious, benevolent, to grant forgiveness,
amen,
or to pardon. No, I'm not asking tonight or suggesting tonight that we do anything different than what God Himself does. What I'm talking about tonight with this thought, when you stand praying, forgive, I'm talking about the very nature of God. It's to forgive. The very nature of God. Let's pick it up in Psalm 78, if you want to go over there with me. Psalm 78, verse 35, we'll start reading there. And look at what the subject here and how God handles it. Because I want to be like Him, don't you?
Yes.
We're saying to be like Jesus on earth. I long to be like Him.
Amen.
I want to be like Him. So let's look at what He says here tonight. Psalm 78, verse 35. And they remembered, this group of people now, remembered that God was their rock and the high God their Redeemer. So here's a group of believers. Not sinners. Not rank people out here in the world. Here's a group of believers that had the rock of revelation of God being their God and He was their Redeemer.
Amen.
Nevertheless, verse 36, they did not flatter Him with their mouth and they lied unto Him with their tongue. But they were believers. They confessed, they believed. They professed God was their God, but they said things wrong and did things wrong that they ought not to have done. And verse 37, now here's the problem. Why would they do that, Brother John? For their heart was not right with Him. They had heart trouble. They had heart trouble. They couldn't get things right in their mind and in their heart. They loved God. They knew they loved God. He was the only God. He was the one that they loved. But yet, they could not get over the problems that they were having in their heart with serving Him. And neither, it goes on to say, were they steadfast in His covenant. They didn't keep His word like they should. So this was quite a sorry bunch in our eyes because we're message believers. We're better than that. Now be careful. I'm talking to you tonight. Look at verse 38. But He, God, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity. Notice they didn't say they ask. Actually, I'm not even sure they even knew they needed it. They probably thought they were all right as they were. All right? So neither, being full of compassion, rather, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many times turned He His anger away and did not stir up strife. My. What did He do here? He forgave their iniquity.
Amen.
That same God in flesh hanging on a cross.
Yes.
Some years later, beaten with stripes on His back, a crown of thorns in His head, dying for the sins of the world, looked down on the people and said, Father, forgive them.
Right. Amen.
For they know not what they do.
Praise the Lord.
I think of Stephen, the young man. Standing there that day with rocks pelting him and hitting on him. Saul standing in the corner holding the coats of them that were throwing the stones. And Stephen looked up to heaven and said, Father, forgive them. Same spirit, same anointing, for they know not what they do. That's what I'm talking about, church. No matter what happens to us, we need to maintain the power of forgiveness. Because it'll make all the difference in the world.
Amen.
As you walk along with Him.
Amen.
Listen to verse 39. I love this. And He remembered. I wonder why He done all this. Why did He do it? And He remembered that they were but flesh. Oh. As a wind passes away and cometh not again. They were just flesh. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It's not going anywhere. That was their flesh reacting. And God recognized it. Why can't we? When a prophet comes along and says, it's not your brother, it's not your sister, it's the devil doing that. It's that old sticky nature. Somebody says something to you and something rises up, your neck gets warm and the hair starts going up and you say, what am I going to do? Forgive. Let it go. Don't hold it inside. It's not worth it. All right? I think of Paul over in Romans chapter 7. I think of him when here he was, a church age messenger, a prophet of God, wrote 14 books of the New Testament, a spiritual giant in the Word of God. And he writes things like, the things I want to do, I can't do. And the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And I got this thing going on in my flesh. And it's sin inside me. He said, that is in my flesh. You are always going to have a battle with it. You're always going to have a hard time with it. You're always going to make mistakes. You're always going to say things wrong and do things wrong. But I want you to remember this. When someone is upset or angry or under pressure, they will say things they really don't mean. Just like a child you have comes up to you and says, I hate you. And I've known parents that have just melted, just went crazy. Oh, Johnny hates me. What am I going to do? Oh, I don't think I can handle this child rearing thing. Don't fall apart. Don't come unglued. They really don't mean that. They're just upset. They're just reacting to something that went on in their life. And you should never let statements made in anger upset you. Nor should you hold someone responsible for them when they are upset or mad. It's just flesh reacting. No, I'm not giving a license for sin. I'm not giving an open door for you to do things wrong, because when you do it and you know you've done it, you need to repent of it and you need to make it right. But don't let it get to you to where it causes you to be so upset you can't function properly. As a matter of fact, the prophet said, when a believer makes a mistake, he can't wait to repent. I love that. That's the true heart. Psalms 103. We're just going through some scripture tonight, okay? Just laying a little foundation before we preach. I'll tell you when I start preaching. I only preach about an hour. So, no. Watch now. No, Jerry. No. Hold me back. Watch this now. Let's go on. This is another part of it here. Psalms 103, verse 1. The Psalm of David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, and healeth all thy diseases. That word forgive there is another Greek word, and it means to pardon. And Mr. Webster said, pardon means to forgive as an offense or a discourtesy, a release from the penalty of an offense. To release it. Now, if you've been around this message very much or been serving the Lord very long, you're going to realize and find out that people are going to say things and do things that are going to hurt you. I'm talking about brothers and sisters. I'm talking about within the ranks of Christianity. That's not talking about the world. That's a gimme. They don't like you anyways. But I'm talking about people that you may have confidence in, people you may like. Sometimes people get under pressure and you don't even know what kind of pressure they're under. They walk through the door back there and you don't know what kind of day they've had, what kind of things are going on in their life. And they get under pressure and they'll say things under pressure that they really don't mean, but it just comes out. And somewhere along the line in your walk with God, people are going to say things that aren't very pleasant. I was in a service one time of a church I was attending. We were having communion that night. And the pastor decided, he said, well,
you know, the Bible says tarry one for another and you know, pray for one another. So he said, what we're going to do here tonight? He said, I'm going to open up the testimony time. And what I want to do is I want people to be able to confess their faults before the church so that we can pray one for another. Confess your faults one another. So he opened up the floor for testimony for people to talk, and one or two got up, and then finally the sister got up and she said, you know, Pastor, he said, I want Sister so-and-so to forgive me because I think she's a lousy housekeeper. I was at her house the other day and her dishes were in the sink and she had some clothes laying around. I just think she's a terrible dishwasher. Sister, would you forgive me for thinking that? I mean, the damage is done. The whole church has heard it. So the pastor gets up and says, whoa, that's not what I meant. So he said, what we're going to do, we're going to take the next 5 minutes, and if you've got something against somebody, you need to make things right, go to them privately. So I'm walking back and forth on the pulpit. I was part of the ministry there, and I'm praying, and all of a sudden this brother walks up to me, and he says, Brother John, said, I want you to forgive me. I said, okay, brother, what do I need to forgive you? I want you to forgive me because I hate you. I said, what? He said, I hate you because you're fat. Hey, I'm going back 30 years ago. A lot of nerve he had. No. I was 30 years thinner then. He said, I hate my uncle because he's fat too. I'm telling you the truth. That's what he said to me. He said, will you forgive me? I said, yeah, I'll forgive you. What different am I? Hey, no problem. I knew I wasn't the weight I should be, but I wouldn't have called myself fat. He did, but I wouldn't have done that. But I forgave him. I said, okay. Same church, same pastor. He's preaching one time on the God's bouquet. He's preaching on all the different people in the church and how God has a flower bouquet and all the different beautiful flowers in the church. And he's talking about it. And he's talking about, you know, we got in our church here, we got college graduates that have got degrees. He called a brother out. He said, stand up, brother so-and-so. And he said, and in the same church, we got flunkies. He turned around and said, stand up, LaFontaine. I stood up and said, glory! Hey, at least I'm in the church. People are going to say things that are going to hurt. What you do with that determines your walk with God and how you handle things and how your prayers get through. How you're able to do those things in a right way. I remember Brother Green talking, Brother Perry, and I told you this before. I think I did, but Brother Perry was riding with Brother Branham up in, I think it was going up in Alaska somewhere. And Brother Branham had just kind of been unloading and talking to Brother Perry and saying about different brothers and things they were saying and brothers that had hurt him, you know, and talked about him and things. And all of a sudden, they're going along and Brother Branham said, Brother Perry, turn down this road right here. Brother so-and-so lives down there. Let's go have some fellowship. And Brother Green said, Brother Branham, that's one of the brothers you just talked about a little while ago. Said he done such and such. He said, what's that got to do with it? Brother Green said, he's our brother. Let's go fellowship with him. Brother Perry looked over at him and said, Brother Branham, you need to pray for me. I don't have it yet. I want that, don't you? I want to be able to let it go and not worry about it anymore. Just let those things take their place. Now, looking at this tonight, verse 3 of that Psalms 103 said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. His forgiveness also includes healing of all diseases. Wow. And there are more and more people among the medical profession who are relating sickness with people holding things inside of them, such as hatred and malice and strife and unforgiving spirits. When I was putting this together back a few years ago, I called Brother Lonnie Jenkins because I'd heard him talk about this a little bit. And I said, Brother Lonnie, can you send me any material? And he sent me this, emailed me this here, and so I'm just going to quote from what he sent me. He said, in a book called None of These Diseases, Dr. McMillan says he observed hundreds of patients after he began to suspect much illness was psychosomatic.
Psycho and psyche has to do with the mind. Soma pertains to the body. Our body can affect our mind, and our mind can definitely affect our body. If we are ill long enough, soma, the body, our mental attitude toward life changes if we let it. You know how it is when you get down. If we hold wrong patterns of thinking, they will reflect in our body. Since we were in God's image, we were made to live in an atmosphere of love and forgiveness. If we allow ourselves to leave that atmosphere, poisons begin to set up in our bodies. If we hold bitterness, wrath, hatred, anger, etc., it drives away the Holy Spirit. But other spirits love that atmosphere, and they bring with them whatever disorders and diseases that that particular demon is desiring to manifest. Dr. McMillan said, quote, it never failed when he saw a person crippled with arthritis that after a period of questions, he would find some area of lack of forgiveness towards some person or some happening. The more bitter the lack of forgiveness, the more devastated became the body by arthritis. Unquote. That's the medical profession. Now, I'm not saying everybody's got this problem because they got sick. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying devils dwell there. I want us to go over to Matthew chapter 18 a minute, beginning at verse 21. And I want us to look at Peter here for just a minute in this chapter. I love Peter. I've always loved Peter. Peter is he just wears it out in the open. He doesn't try to fool anybody. He is what he is by the grace of God, and he'll let you know it. Yeah. I've often referred to Peter as open mouth, insert foot Peter, you know. Because he's always just burly. He's right there, and here he is coming to the Lord here in this 18th chapter. And it says here in verse 21, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Now, I don't know what was in his mind, but knowing his nature, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, this is me now. He's probably forgave this dude seven times. And he's standing there wondering, is this it? Have I done my part, Lord? That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. But I know how he is. All right? You look at him. So he says here, Jesus said unto him, verse 22, I say not unto thee till seven times, but until 70 times seven. I see Peter's lump. 490 times, Lord? Are you kidding me? It's part of our prayer life, church. It's something we need to learn to do. Our lives are going to be enriched. They're going to be far better if we can just learn to let things go and not hold it inside of us.
Amen.
Song says it makes you love everybody. It does. Even your enemy. Who you don't have, because you don't have any enemies. Okay, let's watch. All right. Verse 23 said, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which took an account of his servants. Then he goes into this parable about forgiveness. It said, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talent. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold and his wife and his children and for the debt to be made. Payment to be made. And the servant fell down and worshipped him and said, Lord, have patience with me and I'll pay thee. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave his debt. But the same servant went out, found a fellow servant which owed him 100 pence and laid hands upon him and took him by the throat and said, pay me what thou owest. Real nice guy, huh? And his fellow servant fell down to his feet and said, besought him, said, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. But he would not. But went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. And when his fellow servants saw what was done to him, they were sorry, and they came and told their Lord what was done. And their Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest thou not have had compassion on thy fellow servant? Even as I had pity on thee. Isn't mercy supposed to be in the heart of the bride? Huh? Isn't mercy supposed to be here? Listen, church, look what God has forgiven us for. Where would you be tonight if it wasn't for the forgiveness of God and the grace of God in your life? If He hadn't been willing to forgive you? So should we not forgive others their trespasses? And then he goes on and he says this, and this is pretty heavy. Verse 34, he said, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And that word tormentor means one who inflicts pain and punishment by use of the rack, torture, usually a jailer because he's the one that does the torturing. All right, and another word for tormentor is demons. That's right. Another word for tormentor is demons. And then verse 35 says, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you." Now he's talking to me. If ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses, he's going to turn us over to the tormentors. We're going to be dealing with devils simply because we don't have the ability to say, I forgive you. In the demonology series, part one, physical. You said the first thing, what is a demon? You hear so much about talking about demons. Cell, a demon, a devil, that all comes from one word in the English, and that's called tormentor. A fellow that torments is a devil, an evil one. Now the Bible today is most, to most people, it's just some black book that grandpa and grandma read, all right, and there's not much to it for it's just for the old folks and so forth, but that's wrong. It's for everybody, and demons are tormentors that torment us. Amen. If we don't forgive.
Amen.
All right? He goes on to say all sickness that we have first, all sickness comes from the devil. God is not the author of sickness. No sickness comes from God. God sometimes permits Satan to put sickness on you as a whip. Why? To get you straightened out, to get you back where you belong. Not because he doesn't love you. He wants you where you belong. He wants you in position. This is the end time. This is adoption time. Everybody in their place. God has to do things to bring us to our place. Satan's goal is to keep you out of your place, to keep you off balance, to keep you out of the way. That's why he does things the way he does things, and why he puts things the way that they are. Let me hurry here. So you see, church, God can use sickness just like a jailer will use the whip to whip us back into place. In the church in its condition, and I like this, but a man's talking here and he said, now you notice the little lamb was silent. The Bible said he wouldn't open out his mouth like a sheep to the shearer. He said, but today, how we want our differences. I'll just tell you, I'll let somebody say something to me and I'll go over there and I'll tell him, boy, I'll take him apart. I'll tell that old hypocrite. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Ought to, because somebody's said that. Some of us have thought that. Some of us have acted on that. Some of us have let our flesh get in the way of the Holy Spirit in our life. Nothing to brag about. Something to repent of. Something to ask forgiveness for. Said, I'll go over, I'll tell you what, I'll take him apart, that old hypocrite, when I see her. You just wait till I see her. God bless. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. The dove just takes his flight and goes away. The Holy Spirit's not with you anymore.
as long as you feel that way. It'll never do it. The Holy Spirit just won't stay around where that kind of a spirit is. It's got to be a lamb spirit. A gentle spirit. Or it won't stay with you. That's all there is to it. And it ain't, if it ain't a gentle, meek, led by the Holy Spirit, see? Well, you say, well, I'll dress any way I want to dress. That's my business. No, it ain't. It's God's business. Well, I'll take my family and the way I want to, preacher, that ain't got no business telling me what to do. Yes, he has to. You ought to take care of the way God told you to take care of it. That's right. Stop all this nonsense. But we don't do it. We see what it is. We let down the bars, and what happened? The Holy Spirit just took its flight. And when you start acting that way, the Holy Spirit left. See? You say, well, maybe I wouldn't get out there and I'll do this and I don't do that. Well, you're guilty. Because guilty of the least is guilty of the whole. You got to surrender yourself to God and let the Holy Spirit lead you. We need to watch our attitude, church. We get too brazen sometimes and too much like we feel like we're somebody sometimes. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing but dirt. Made up of the 16 elements of the earth. That's all you are. You're just dirt. Now granted, if you got the Holy Ghost, you're good dirt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what it takes. I love you. Hey, watch it. Watch it now. All right. 1 Corinthians 11:28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For when he eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. See, we don't realize sometimes that's our brother we're talking about. That's our sister we're talking about. Your wife is your sister. Your husband is your brother. Your children, your parents. You've got to learn to respect one another and love one another and treat one another nice. Treat one another nice. Do nice things for people. Amen? For this cause, he said, because of it, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. So, church, it all ties together. Having an unforgiving spirit and holding grudges and things like that can cause a lot of problems in our lives. From sickness and diseases to God not forgiving us. And even going to an early grave.
Yes. Amen.
When the Lord, and I'm coming down to a close here, and I'm just going to give you some quotes after this scripture. When the Lord taught his disciples how to pray, he used these words in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. We call it the Lord's Prayer. He said it like this, and after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass, as we forgive our debtors, I'm sorry. Now here we are again. This is what we call the Lord's Prayer. And he's talking about forgiving. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This should be part of our prayer life every time we say a prayer or pray a prayer. When you stand praying, forgive. Let it go. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. For, continue on here, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Let me come down. Let me wind down here. Am I doing good? I'm talking about time-wise now. Okay. I'll let you off the hook there. All right. Now watch this. I want to give some quotes. This is from God's Provided Way Fellowship. All right. In 1960, he said, I see over here on my left some little children. And you know, the scripture speaks of the children leading them in Isaiah chapter 10, and their hearts had not been pulled through so much of the world till they're young and tender still. And they love God and God loves them. And He talks to them that way. But we've seen so many disappointments and things. It's hard for our hearts. And many times we pull through some old true story magazines and stuff of the world that should never have been there. And it's calloused it, our hearts. God will take every callous off of you if you'll just let Him make you tender, sweet, kind-hearted, loving, and forgiving one another. He'll take that stony heart away in an instant and give you a heart of love and compassion and understanding. All right? Let me continue on here. Word became flesh. He said this. He said, is that the prayer of every man and woman, boy and girl? God bless you. He will keep you that way. He will keep you that way. Humble in your spirit. Soft in your soul. Forgiving others as Christ forgave you. For God's sake, forgive you. Be kind. Now listen to this. Generous.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
Be welcome.
Yes.
My question tonight is, do we have a welcome spirit? Can people come and talk to us? Can people confide in us? Can people feel good about us and around us? Is our spirit welcoming these people, or are we standoffish? Do we have a defense and guard up? And because we don't like those people anyways, because years ago they, no. Let it go. Have a welcome spirit. And I love this next part here, because Brother Rand's he's just preached in his own church a message called The Church in Its Condition. And he's giving an altar call in 1956. He's giving an altar call. Now, who knows the church better than their pastor? Okay, so here's the pastor, here's Brother Random. He's standing at the altar, and he's giving this altar call, and this is what he says, and I love this. He said, waiting, is this it? Just 15 in the church that really feels that you've been condemned? You've lived a peaceful, meek, gentle, quiet life? I love this. He's breaking this congregation over. Now, this is directed by the Holy Spirit. You're forgiving, have no enemies, living apart above this condemnation of the sinners. You don't live like the heathen. You live different. Your life's all patterned different. The gentle Holy Spirit sitting on the throne of your heart, making you live peaceful and quiet and loving around the people. He's just getting down where they live. God, grant that tonight. Get down where we live, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be what we ought to be. He said, your neighbors, I love this, your neighbors and all know, and all your associates know that you're gentle, quiet, meek, humble Christian. If we were to go talk to your neighbors or your associates, what would they say about you? Lord, help us. Lord, help us. The dove of God is with you? You sure? This may be your last opportunity. And then he goes on. And he talks about in Hebrews chapter 6, the Hebrews series chapter 6, he talks about forgiving our enemies, making right their wrongs, and living peaceful and loving and sweet and kind to one another, and a zeal for the church and a love for Christ and for His children. Oh, eternal God, forgive them. See? Though they be members of the church, members of the earthly body, and they go now and lay aside these carnal dead works and press on to perfection. God bless you back there. He's talking now. He said, have another prayer meeting still in Hebrews chapter 6. He said, are you raging?
Sometimes. No, no.
Are you raging?
Are you out of sorts? Do you doubt? Do you toss about? Do you wonder whether it's right or not? Or when you come to Christ, do you come with a full assurance, a full heart of love? Do you walk up to Him without one fear, saying, I know that He's my Father and there's no condemnation? You pass from death unto life and you know it, and you notice your life, you're loving, you're forgiving, you're gentle, you're peaceful, you're meek, and all the fruits of the Spirit accompanying that. If you don't, well, you don't have the Spirit of Christ. That's pretty heavy. You don't have the Spirit of Christ. You might be a good woman, you might be a good man, you might be well thought of in the church, you might be well thought of in a neighborhood, but if you went on to that perfection, to that place, to where you're wholly trusting in Christ. I don't know about you, but I want that tonight. I want that tonight. All right? And then he goes on to say, he said, what if he wasn't long-suffering? Where would we be? See? What if he wasn't that way? See, that's what the Holy Spirit does. It makes you meek, makes you humble, makes you forgiving. And let me close with this. Let's stand together. Musicians, you can come. Maybe we could sing Make Me More Like Thee, Jesus, or something like that. Let me just read this. It's in a message called Living, Dying, Buried, Rising, Coming. Out in L.A. in 1959. And Brother Branham is praying these words to the Lord. I want you to be real reverent and listen. He says here, I need love, Lord. I need your Spirit in my heart to make me the kind of person, tender, kind, gentle, humble, forgiving. That's what I want. And Lord, I'm bowing my head right before you now to say this. Lord, change my life right now. I open myself up and say, now, Lord, I'm nothing, but you change me. It's got to be you. My emotions has brought me to an altar, but now it takes the Holy Spirit to change me. Come and do it, Lord. Come place in me that glorious longing. That's what it is. Let's bow our hearts. How many tonight can say, I need love. I need the Spirit of God in my heart. I need this meekness and gentleness and kindness. I need to forgive people. I need to let things go. I have a problem, Brother John, with that. But when you stand praying tonight, just as we pray here and the brothers get ready to come and sing and we close out this service, it's going to be history here in a few minutes. Let me encourage you tonight, don't leave this building without letting everything go and forgiving everybody, whatever they might have done to you. Whether it was today or this year or 20 years ago or 10 years ago, it doesn't matter. I want God to forgive me. Lord Jesus, I'm going to pray for this congregation tonight. And while I pray for them tonight, Lord, I pray they will pray for themselves. And if they're standing here tonight, Lord, in prayer, Lord, they've been taught now to forgive. May their hearts be made right, Lord, before you right now, God. May they just call it out, Lord, and say, Lord, I want to forgive everybody and everything that's ever come against me and had anything to do in my life. I want to let it go. I want to be released. I want to have peace in my heart. And while I'm praying for you, church, do that tonight. Talk to him and just speak to him tonight and say, Lord, make me more like you, Jesus. Help me to be what you would have me to be, Lord. Cause me to be, Lord, according to thy word, what thy word has said I need to be. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you tonight. We appreciate you tonight, Lord. And we got the greatest message in all the world, Lord. This is the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to us in this end time, Lord. But still, we want our hearts right with you, Lord. We want our lives to be forgiving, Lord. We want our hearts to be forgiving, Lord. We want our brothers and sisters, Lord. We love them. We don't want to see anybody lost. Don't want to see anybody miss it, Lord. And we certainly don't want to miss it ourselves. God, we want to find peace on earth, Lord, while we're living here in this world. Knowing our time is short, knowing the end is coming, Lord, help us to make everything right, Lord. We ask it in thy name, dear Lamb of God. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us, Lord, our trespasses, God. Forgive us, Lord, if we've wronged anybody tonight, God. Forgive us, Lord, our hearts tonight that might be holding grudges or something inside. Let it go, Lord. Take it away from us, God. Make us pure tonight, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Make me more like thee, Jesus. Make me more like thee. Give me a heart that your prayer tonight.
Did you enjoy the word of the Lord tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. That was not a shouting message, but it was sure a good examination for every one of us. How many of you know we need that in our lives? More all the time. Did you enjoy Brother John tonight? God bless you, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a little bit of this song just before we leave tonight. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight. But let's sing this song, the crab song, Please Forgive Me. I just say, Lord, please forgive me. If I've got an enemy, Lord, let me find out who it is and let me forgive him. Let me forgive them. I don't know what's going on, but let me forgive them. Is that your desire tonight? Amen. Sing it, Brother Harry. Sing that verse. We'll do the chorus.
My sleep is gone. My heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow. When the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground.
Oh, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you.
Until my dying day. Help others find the way. We're at your mercy.
Please forgive me.
The God of earth and glory.
Hallelujah.
He would take the time to care for one like me.
Whoa.
But I read in the Bible that old story. How he pled for my forgiveness while he was hanging on that tree. Lord, I'm gonna serve you.
Oh, we're gonna serve you
until my dying day, and help others find the way at your mercy.
Oh, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through.
All I have is you. I'm at your mercy.
Give me. God bless you, church. Service 11 in the morning. God bless you as you leave tonight. Shake hands. Greet somebody in the name of the Lord. Please forgive me.
Grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve.
Forgive me. I need your grace to make it through.
All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you.
Oh, yes, we will.
Until my dying day, I'll help others find a way at your mercy.
Forgive me.
I can't believe the God of earth and glory. He would take the time to care for one like me. Oh, but I read in the Bible that old story. For my forgiveness while he was dying.
Match of mercy.